Hi, my name is Megan Morris. I'm one of the Prairie Land defendants, and I wrote a piece called January 6th versus Prairie Land. Recently, as of this writing, the overturning of the Oath Keepers convictions for the failed January 6th coup were finalized. The Oath Keepers pre-planned an attempt to overthrow the certifications of the 2020 presidential elections, and in doing so, these rioters assaulted multiple police officers, stormed and vandalized the Capitol building, called to the deaths of sitting congresspeople, and smeared literal feces on the walls. Nothing could be a clearer example of an attack on democracy. In the years since, the MAGA movement and the president have made excuses, named infringements of free speech, and claimed the subsequent prosecutions for an example of weaponized government. Comparing this behavior to Prairie Land defendants is a stark contrast. Government's own witnesses attested to a group of people shouting messages of hope, no plan for violence or vandalism, and who started to pick up trash and disperse as soon as the staff asked them to. Yet during sentencing, this behavior was described as an assault on democracy, a riot, and an attack on a facility, despite the only damage being from someone none of the protesters had ever met before that night. The disparity in sentencing and treatment of these cases shows the Trump administration's priorities of silencing dissent and rewarding sycophants. Trump rewards people who attack democracy on his behalf, but punish people who exercise their constitutional rights to oppose them.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.